Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Aaron, please?
This is Aaron. Who's this?
Hey, Aaron, this is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning radio show?
Sorry, I'm not familiar.
No, you're not?
I don't think so.
Good, we're off to a great start. So we do a segment on our show that's called the Second Date Update. And we recently got an email from one of our listeners about you.
Oh, okay. Who?
His name is Steven.
Oh, he emailed you guys?
Yep, he emailed us, told us a little bit about your date, and said that he really liked you, but now you're not getting back to him. So he thought maybe we could find out what went wrong.
Okay. I mean, Steven, he's a nice guy. Like, I thought he was cool.
Wow.
You did?
You sound so positive about Steven.
He's really sweet. Probably the nicest guy I've ever been out with on a date. The only thing is he's a little bit down on himself.
What?
Down on himself?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit too down on himself.
Well, we talked to him and he doesn't sound like the most confident guy in the world, or even near the most confident guy in the world. And he told us about your date. He said that he had planned some kind of fun date for you guys and you turned him down instantly and were like, no, I want to go to a bar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I felt bad about that. Normally, I'd be down for that kind of thing immediately, but I didn't explain. I was kind of hungover from the day before, so I needed to just get back to normal. So that's why I thought, let's go to a bar.
Wait, so you weren't freaked out by the bottle of bleach he had, or you didn't think he was an idiot for even thinking about it?
I mean, I didn't think about the bleach much because I was, like I said, hungover, but I just thought, let's keep it simple because I don't feel well. Let's just get to know each other.
Okay.
That sounds
And
so nice.
yeah, it does. He said that's the part that really threw him off because he didn't know what to do with that. He said he felt kind of awkward and felt bad that he had tried to plan something that you didn't like.
Oh, yeah, he made that very clear.
Oh, no.
I mean, he apologized the entire night, and I kept telling him, no, it's fine. And I even told him that I kind of felt bad for turning it down so abruptly, but he just couldn't let it go the whole date.
Whoa.
Okay, and did that just kind of get annoying to you?
Well, I felt like I kind of had to pick him up, like, no, it's okay. Let's just move on.
Yeah, and like one of the most attractive things about a person can be confidence.
Yeah, it was just, I couldn't even get to know him because he was beating himself up.
He's like, I'm a terrible person.
I actually visually picture him punching himself in the face when you say that.
I mean, yeah, I think he kind of was inside, and it made me feel kind of bad because I felt like I was doing that to him.
Oh, no.
Now you guys are just both on this date feeling horrible for him, I guess.
I'm
You're both
sorry.
feeling bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what I said or did, I just couldn't really get him out of it. I mean, he's got like zero confidence. Like, he went to the bathroom and he was gone so long. Like, I clocked it at 20 minutes before I checked on him.
Well, that's not confidence. That's like, I don't know, lactose intolerance or something. That's,
oh, no.
There's another issue there.
I went to check on him because I was concerned, just wondering what was up. And he was outside the bathroom saying that there were people in there and that he couldn't, you know, go when there was other guys around, so he was waiting for it to be empty.
Shut up. He told you that? He can't
use
a urinal when other people are around?
Yeah, I mean, I guess not. I mean, he was just standing outside the door that whole time.
Oh my gosh. Did you like offer like I'll watch the girls' room so you can at least use a private stall?
No, luckily some guy came out and he sprinted inside and I did watch the door for him. He's like, "Can you watch the door for me?" And I was like, "Sure."
Can you watch my door? I gotta pee real bad. I could see how that might be a little bit of a turn off.
Oh, not a little bit. That is a big turn off.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really even know how to feel. I just kind of stood outside the bathroom and watched for him, and then we finished our date, and yeah, I didn't really know how to feel about him.
Oh.
All right, well, he knows how to feel about you because he liked you a lot.
I mean, that's really sweet. I mean, I liked the idea of him. It's hard to say, though, you know?
Well, I need to let you know, Aaron, Steven is actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah, Steven, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Aaron. Sorry about this.
You don't need to apologize, Steven.
Yeah, you don't need to apologize, Steven. You don't have to worry about it.
No, I do. I really should apologize to you. I shouldn't have called the radio station. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
oh, no, dude.
Steven.
You were wondering what was going on. I get it.
Well, I do want to apologize. I'm sorry about it.
Steven, what are you doing? Stop apologizing.
Steven, I felt bad that I turned down your idea, you know, for incorporating objects into our date or whatever. Like, I would normally be down for that. Like, I just want to be clear. I felt bad. So you don't have to feel bad.
No, I'm sorry about it. I shouldn't have probably done that. Right away.
No, you don't have to apologize. You don't have to. It's okay.
Well, I don't know. I just feel bad that I'm making you feel bad about, like, me feeling bad. So it's like, I'm sorry about that.
The lack of confidence is kind of endearing to me now, Aaron.
I don't know. I mean, you just have to stop apologizing. You're okay. We'll move on from here.
Steven, Aaron is telling you not to worry about it. Do you hear her saying that?
Yeah, I heard her. No, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I know the truth, and it's probably more on some of the things that I've done. So.
You don't know the truth. That's the thing. Like, everything about you sounds really great and attractive and something that Aaron would want, except for this piece of you that seems to overshadow everything else.
Like, when you were talking about skiing and you made a joke about the bunny hills and I cracked up, do you remember that? I mean, you were really funny and charming.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, it was. I'm just not very good at skiing, so it's funny to like. I don't know.
Somehow, I have a feeling, Steven, that you wouldn't think you were very good at skiing.
Anything.
But you thought that was funny?
Yeah, of course.
I thought maybe you were just being nice.
Of course.
No. Oh, honestly, I mean, you're really funny. You just need to work on your confidence a little bit, and you'd be sexy even.
Wow, that's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
There you go, Steven. Look at that. Aaron thinks you could be sexy.
Someone should put a little pep in their step.
Aaron, would you like to go out with Steven on a second date? We will pay for it.
I mean, I was just trying to get his spirits up. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to take that step yet.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was probably what you were thinking. So I don't blame you.
I wasn't just trying to be nice. I just don't know if you can stop beating yourself up. I don't know if you can stop. If you can stop this and just be with me.
I mean, I'd love to take you on a second date, Aaron. I really would. And if you would, I'll work on my confidence, I guess. But. I can't guarantee anything.
Steven, try it again. Try that again.
Yes.
And then say that you guarantee it. I want to see if you can do it.
All right. I do it. All right, cool.
Okay. Well,
I really would love to take you on a second date, Aaron. And, you know, I'm going to work on my confidence. So, you know what? I guarantee it.
Whoa.
Whoa. There you go, Aaron. That's a Steven guarantee. That's as good as gold.
It's almost like a pitchman now.
And you know what? We're probably going to have the time of our lives.
Probably.
Oh, my God, you're so horrible right now.
Aaron, just give him one more shot.
You
cannot say no to that.
All right, yeah, I'll give you a shot, but don't put too much pressure on it, okay? Just be you.
I'm
going to
play cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to play totally cool.
You sound like you're a master of that, Steven, so good luck, man.